knitted ties and they had cloth ties. And gee, I'd get down there and I'd buy 2 dozen of those crazy things, wear them until they were about that long, and then pitch them. And of course, it didn't take
long. Wrap them around your collar twice.
Yeah. I got one that had purple and white stripes. Northwestern's colors were purple and white. And I got this thing and I was so proud, and I never had courage enough to wear it. Oh, you could just hear the horns blowing. That blasted thing. I think my roommate tried it once. And then he went down to the joke shop and got us a couple of bow ties with light bulbs in them. These were kind of fun.
Yeah.
If I had 2 apples and you wanted one, what would you say to me?
May I have one?
Well, I'd say you didn't want to be formal.
Let me have one.
Or what if you didn't want to be that formal?
I mean, if I wanted to be a little bit blunt?
Yeah.
Give me one.
All right. Let's say I just had one and you wanted knife. Let's say I had one of them and I had a knife and you wanted half of it. What would you tell me to do?
Share that with me, or cut it in half, let me have part of it.
And, let's get to that distance again. If something isn't here...
I wasn't going to half it now.
Half it, huh? Some people half it. Half it. Half that apple. Cut it in half. Something is off just a short distance. You'd say, it's just right.
Right over there.
And if you're down around Broken Bow, that comes up just out yonder. Not yonder, but chonder. If you're doing something and you want me to do it as you do it, you say, don't do it like that. Don't do it that way. Do it.
Do it this way.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a place where old people grow fruit?
An orchard.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the center of a cherry?
The pit.
Of a peach.
Stone.
What would you call a peach with a loose stone? Where the meat doesn't stick.
I never had any name for that.
How about one where the meat does stick? There's the peach.
is this what they call a plain peach?
Now, in parts of the South, there's a term press peach. And I don't know if that's the one where it sticks or where it's loose. I haven't picked it up. But I keep thinking
I didn't know there was a name for the...
Yeah, cling and freestone, rather.
Oh, well, freestone, sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'll just say yeah here. What would you call the center of an apple?
Core.
And what would you call pieces of apple that are, apple that's cut up in small pieces and dried?
Just dried apple.
Mm-hmm. What would you call those nut-like things? Have little shells, maybe 3 or 4 little kernels, they're sort of red. They grow on vines under the ground. The shell itself is sort of pale gray, maybe.
Oh, peanut?
Yeah. Any other term for these?
Oh, I think some people call them groubers. Mm-hmm. We'll attach this to a smaller version of the peanut, however, personally.
What would you call a hard inner cover of a walnut? The one you'd crack with a hammer?
Shell.
And how about that softer part on the outside of that? The one you want to scuff off.
Yeah, I don't know.
Get those brown hands.
I don't know the name you apply to that.
If you had a garden,